Let me help you out. I know tonight you're going to be looking for something sweety in which to bury the hydraulics. You can admit it. I know you'll be looking for a fresh receptacle. And then, let me bring out the old Hoppity Gaga handbook. This chapter's called Ooze. It'll make them ooze. Well, when you get back to your place, the selection of drinks is very important. Because on the one hand, you want to loosen inhibition, but on the other, you don't want her in the bag, right? You'd like the mood to be lighthearted, but you don't want her belching alcohol fumes in your face. You want her to be ready to purr like a kitten. But yeah, you don't want her bilious and even a guts. Especially when you just come back from the all-you-can-eat lasagna bash, you know? So what do you serve? Well, you see, you have to gauge her drinking habits. That's why you get two bottles of rum. One bottle of rum is like the 80-proof variety, just a regular rum. And the other bottle is that 151 rum. You know, the highest octane booze you can buy. 151 proof. So you got both bottles in the kitchen, the 80 proof and the 151 proof. And you get a couple of bottles of mix. See, so like you get a sweet mix and a sour mix. You know, like they have all kinds of liquors. Or some of them are, you know, just like real fruity things. And some of them with a little tang to it. So if she's a sweet person or a tart person, you know, you're covered. You see, let's do something drinking. You know, let's drink something with umbrellas in it. You fix her a drink with a 151 rum. And if she's just sipping at it, that's okay, because it's 151 proof. It's like, you know, having a glass of aviation gas, you know? So that'll loosen her up nice. But if she chugs that back, you know you got a drinker on your hand. Make her the next one with the 80 proof. You see what I'm saying? So if you got somebody that just sips at a drink all night long, make it with a 151. So if she's going to have a drink, she's going to have a drink. Something that'll show a little neurological effect there. But if she starts slamming them back, you don't want her falling off the couch and heaving a gutch. So you make it with the 80 proof. And that way, you can gauge her intake to allow for the most conducive evening for a session of bliss. You'll be able to know full well her intake and when the moment will be right for the attempt of conquest. Now keep in mind, if you misjudge, and you forget or something, or you make her two or three with the 151, and she says, excuse me a second, she gets that green look on her face. She runs into the bathroom, and you know she's screaming for Ralph. Under the guise of making sure she's okay, kick open the back room door, and she'll be in a prime position for a little bit of a...
It's the Best of Grease Man Show. On DC.